And as I said, the screening visits are ideal time to promote prevention. Women are obviously thinking about breast cancer then, so they're responsive, receptive to messages, which not only can they go away from screening knowing that they've done something to check their risk, but they can also think about how they're going to reduce their risk. Knowledgeable staff about breast cancer are in place, so with a bit of training, they can be relatively easily taught to say something more about what the risk factors are and how to do something about that. If women are waiting around, and of course that depends on the setup, it's a good time to actually make use of that. You could have computer screens and so forth, providing education in the waiting rooms for breast screening. Importantly, the most important risk factor for breast cancer, and I'll show you a little data on that, can actually be identified there. And that is, I think it's almost a scandal that the most important risk factor for breast cancer is actually the density of the breast, which is readily available on the film. And at the moment, nothing is done about that. We worry about family history, we worry about certain other factors, but in fact, the most important factor from a population basis is the density of the breast on a mammogram. And we should be, I think, thinking about how to use that information. And of course, it's a good environment to get messages across at screen.